Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look at the composite numbers in Kansas City. March wheat, 775, down 5 1/4. March wheat in Chicago, 727.5, down 8. March corn, 693, down 2.5. July, 680, down 3 1/4. December, 560 1/4, down 4. March soybeans, 1411.5, down 11.5. July, 1391, down 13 3/4. November, 1262 1/4, down 10 1/4. March soybean meal, 404.10, down $4. March soybean oil, 5139, down 27. February live cattle, 124.40, down 110, now down 102.5. March feeders, 139.70, down 165. And February lean hogs, 87.57.5, and they are up a dime.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/FarmerView.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We will take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300, and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Price action today, Dan, in the November soybean chart, I guess suggesting that we now have a triple bottom sitting at us.
Well, not quite. We still have a double bottom. I guess we do. I was looking at the March here. On your November beans, you do have a double bottom in here at 1255, 1259, and then here's today's low here is going to be, I guess, 1256 or so. That's somewhat scary in a sense. Triple bottoms or triple tops are not necessarily very strong support points or resistance points, so they have a tendency to give way. They don't necessarily mean that they're totally disaster, but it would indicate that probably November beans has a little more downside risk in it than what we would normally think. Today, basically, what's got into the soybeans, this was expected to happen at some point in time, but I think nobody was really ready for it to happen this week, is that we did go backwards on old crop sales. There was net cancellations that we lost 200,000 tons of old crop, but we did gain some pretty good new crops. So, but I haven't totally given up on demand for soybeans. I'll have to see several weeks of this before I guess I would give up. I think this is just one of these weeks. You got to keep in mind China was in holiday here. They're so celebrating the Lunar New Year, and then you've got Brazil that's still partying on the carnival. So this was kind of a slow week in preparation of all that activity last week. So I think we need to see what happens in another couple weeks of what export sales do. Probably next week's reports are going to be a little disappointed because everybody's on holiday this week, but we'll see something in a couple weeks or so.
So where would technicians point to as downside targets?
Well, soybeans have a strong tendency to move in 50-cent pieces and or 25-cent pieces. So, I mean, if the 650 area would give way, then that would, or 1250 area would give way, then that would probably open up the gates to a quick move down to 12 and a quarter to $12. But a lot of this activity that we're seeing in the November contract as well as the December contract has been some spread unwinding. There's been a lot of bull spreads put into the marketplace over the past several weeks. We saw that some unwinding. That unwinding seems to be pretty well complete now because you kind of have everything going about the same amount. Like today, we have corn down 3 to 4, pretty well across the board, and soybeans is kind of down here 14 to 12 across the board. So my guess is the market, looking at some of these technical indicators, is that we're trying to stabilize here. Might even try to get a short covering rally going of some kind to kind of maybe correct some of this overbought technical condition that we basically came about with these hard 7 to 8 day down days here that we've had over the past week and a half. So we'll have to see what happens as we go toward the end of the day here, and then we still have tomorrow to see what happens as we go into the weekend. We do have internationally a kind of a currency battle going on. There's kind of a race to the bottom. A lot of foreign countries want to devalue their currency so they're more competitive in the export market, and that has the dollar a little stronger here this morning, which is, I think, kind of adding to the negative tone in commodities pretty well across the board here this morning.
Let's talk about that dollar then, because the 50 and the 100-day moving averages have been doing a little dance. They've crossed twice in the last month. What do you make of that, and what do you think it means for the future?
Well, my guess, as long as the dollar index doesn't move above the 38% retracement level of the decline that we had last year, we're still kind of considered in a bear market, and I think very vulnerable to a decline back down underneath the lows. Actually, the dollar index does have what we would call as a triple bottom. That's kind of carved out over the fall and winter months here. So my guess is that the dollar still has some downside price vulnerabilities. But when you're into an exchange, this dollar index is reflective of an exchange. The overall dollar is still declining, just like all currencies are declining. The only question is which currencies are declining or devaluing quicker than the dollar is, because international bankers are printing more money. You know, they're just printing money all over the place to try to hold the world economy together. Europe seems to be getting worse in a recession. It looks like the United States is already in a recession, and we'll just have to kind of see how that goes down the road. My guess is if we have more economic bad news, there'll just be more printing of money. That seems to be the only answer that the politicians have, at least for now. And then ultimately that will lead to sharply higher interest rates.
And very quickly on the December corn charts for if corn is consolidating here, making a stand.
If it wasn't for all the bull spreading, I would be real comfortable being a big bull in new crop December corn. It looks to me like we could be tracing out a bullish divergence pattern on the 14-day stochastic. And if that is validated, that alone would open up the door maybe for Dease Corn to try to go back to the high point that we had here a week and a half ago or so up here at this 596. So just looking at the December corn chart, I would not rule out a run back to the $6 level before it's over with. And, you know, from a seasonal perspective, we're kind of working something that we used to work a long time ago.
10 seconds.
We used to have middle February low points.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.